Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll be examining God's profound care for every detail of creation and what that means for us personally. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge.
Have you ever stopped to consider the humble sparrow? Jesus spoke about these tiny birds in a way that reveals something extraordinary about God's character. In those times, sparrows were practically worthless. You could buy two of them for just a small coin. They were among the cheapest items you could find in the marketplace, often sold as food for the poor. Yet Jesus tells us that not one of these seemingly insignificant creatures falls to the ground without our Heavenly Father knowing about it. Think about that for a moment. In a world teeming with billions of birds, God is aware of each sparrow's flight and fall. This isn't just passive awareness, it's intimate knowledge and care. This truth reveals the astounding scope of God's attention to detail. He doesn't just oversee the grand movements of the universe or the major events of history. His care extends to the smallest, most overlooked parts of creation. If God pays such close attention to creatures that humans consider almost worthless, imagine how much more He must care about you and me. Now this divine attention extends even further into our personal lives in ways that might surprise you. Jesus tells us that God knows the exact number of hairs on our head. Just pause and let that sink in. Every single hair, whether it's still attached or has fallen out during your morning shower, God knows about it. This isn't just some poetic metaphor. It's a powerful illustration of just how detailed and personal God's knowledge of us truly is. Think about the level of attention required for such intimate knowledge. We don't even know ourselves that well. We might notice when we're having a bad hair day, but counting each strand? That's beyond our capability. Yet God's awareness of us goes down to these microscopic details. This kind of attention reveals something profound about God's character. He's not a distant deity who set the universe in motion and stepped away. He's intimately involved in the smallest details of our lives. Every worry, every joy, every minor struggle or triumph, He's fully aware of all of it. And here's what makes this truth even more amazing. God doesn't track these details out of some divine obligation or cosmic record keeping. He does it because He deeply loves us. Every hair counted, every tear noted, every sigh heard. It all matters to Him because we matter to Him. This isn't just about His ability to know everything. It's about His desire to be intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. In a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming, there's profound comfort in knowing that God is actively involved in our lives. When we look around at the fallen state of our world, it's easy to feel discouraged. We see suffering, pain, and darkness that can make us question where God is in all of this. But here's the beautiful truth. He's right here with us, fully engaged in every moment of our journey. Consider this. While Satan may have influence in this world, he doesn't have the final say. God's presence isn't passive. He's actively working in our lives, fighting alongside us in every battle we face. When we feel overwhelmed by life's challenges, we're never truly alone. The same God who counts every hair on our head is the one who stands with us in our darkest moments.
What's particularly comforting is that God doesn't just watch from a distance. He's intimately involved in our daily struggles and victories. When we face challenges that seem insurmountable, He's there offering strength and guidance. When we feel lost and confused, His presence provides clarity and direction. This isn't just about divine observation. It's about active participation in our lives. Even in situations where evil seems to prevail, we can find peace knowing that God sees everything. Nothing escapes His notice and nothing is beyond His reach. He's not just aware of our circumstances. He's actively working to bring about good in our lives, even when we can't see it. This is the kind of comfort that goes beyond mere temporary relief. It's a deep, abiding assurance that we're held in the hands of a God who is both powerful enough to control the universe and loving enough to care about our individual struggles. Let's talk about something we all know too well: our human limitations and imperfections. We make mistakes. We stumble. We fall short of our own expectations. Sometimes these shortcomings can feel like heavy weights on our shoulders, making us question our worth and our place in God's plan. But here's where God's love shows its true magnificence. Despite our flaws and failures, His love remains unwavering. Think about that for a moment. The creator of the universe, who knows every star by name, chooses to love us not because we're perfect, but because we're His. This isn't a love that depends on our performance or achievements. It's a love that persists through our best and worst moments alike. When we truly grasp this reality, it changes everything. Our imperfections don't disappear, but they no longer define us. Instead of seeing ourselves through the lens of our failures, we can see ourselves through God's eyes, as beloved children, precious and valued beyond measure. His love doesn't just tolerate our weaknesses, it embraces us, completely transforming our vulnerabilities into opportunities for His strength to shine through. This unconditional love becomes our foundation, our safe harbor in life's storms. Even when we feel inadequate or unworthy, God's support never wavers. He stands beside us, not with disappointment or judgment, but with patience, understanding, and endless compassion. This is the kind of love that doesn't just acknowledge our humanity. It celebrates it working through our imperfections to reveal His perfect plan.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your boundless love and attention, for caring so deeply about every detail of our lives. If You see the sparrow's flight and count every strand of our hair, how much more must Your heart be moved by our struggles, joys, and fears? Help us to rest in the assurance that we are never overlooked or forgotten. Teach us to see ourselves through Your eyes as deeply loved, cherished, and valued beyond measure. When life feels overwhelming, remind us that Your presence is with us, guiding us through every challenge and triumph. May Your love transform our doubts into trust, our fears into faith, and our weaknesses into opportunities to experience Your strength. Thank You for loving us, not because we are perfect, but because we are Yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may your day be filled with peace, joy, and the unwavering assurance of God's love. Thank you for sharing this time, and may countless blessings follow you in every step you take. Take care, and until next time, go in grace and light.